If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hello, dear listener. Thank you so much for downloading this Ian and Catherine podcast from the archive. If you like what you hear and you want to get a more up-to-date edition of the show, why not head to www.patreon.com/Ian and Catherine. That's www.patreon.com/Ian and Catherine. And there you'll find a paywall package to suit your pocket. There's loads and loads of content on there. We've been doing this for a while, so we can guarantee you maximum bang for your buck. Or punch for your pound. Or yeet for your yacht. I know. I'll stop. Do you want it?
Yeah, go on.
Does not signify environmental connotations, though it can be used to express your love for the planet. It's often mistaken for signifying only that meaning, but a green heart emoji is instead used for acquaintances, volunteers, or friends who are your juniors.
I mean, I don't know.
But in Spanish, verde is their word for like blue. So an old, like dirty film is a green film.
Here's an interesting thing. I've just had a WhatsApp from David Turner's. David, 1, 2, 3, 4. You're 5 comments away from the answer. David says, Ian, have you ever converted a VHS to a format you can put on YouTube? Yes, I have, a long time ago, and you need some equipment. I haven't done it for ages, and I suspect my equipment is slightly out of date. But Pete is your man.
Speak to Pete.
And I know why you want to do it. They're going to do, the computer game show guys are going to watch an old game show that David was on as like a 6-year-old. Hey, David, can you call in?
I imagine he was pretty much the same but shorter.
Yeah. Or you could Google it. David, right, the computer game show, they've been howling at it. I get their show and I get their monthly podcast. I've been howling at it this month. It's so good. I hope that answers your question. And David, you're probably at work, so you probably can't call him. His family setup, he might call
he
him.
He says one sec, yeah.
His family setup is insane.
Oh.
I was howling at it, but I was also thinking, oh my God, that's terrible. That's actually, you know, that feels like abuse with a small A.
What do you mean his family setup?
His family setup. As a kid, not his.
What's that?
Family. Can you hear us, David?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear. What
Congratulations on your podcast this week. Genuinely hilarious.
I would suggest your
top 20. I don't know if I've heard 20. I would say top 10.
You only just started listening a few months ago.
Yeah, yeah. They're funny.
He thought it was funny.
Hey, I don't know if you saw last night's stream when I was setting up Radio Anywhere, and it was basically just me tagging your shows, 30 of your shows, and putting them in playlists.
And cursing you.
There's a lot of cursing.
Yeah.
Right.
There is a lot of cursing.
First of all, I urge everyone to go and download the Computer Game Show podcast. We'll get the link in the chat in a second. Secondly... What the hell went on with you as a child?
I better be careful. So I'm around my mum and dad's now. we came down for the weekend.
You're gonna blow your mind, or
it will explain everything.
Or this could be the start of the conversation that I think needs to be had.
Yeah, no, it's weird, isn't it? But like, as I said on the show, it was never something that I thought, oh no, we had a rough upbringing, because we didn't. It was like a really happy one. But there was just these weird things that happened that you thought was totally normal.
Yeah.
Until you get older, like, for example, I thought everyone had to wait until Christmas evening to open their Christmas presents. Turns out that you had to wait until the evening on Christmas Day to open our Christmas presents.
Oh, wow, okay. Because I know posh people do it Christmas Eve.
Yeah, but, no.
You had to wait all day. So all the other kids are tiptoeing downstairs at 5, 6 in the morning.
Yeah.
Your house.
This is
point.
Nothing. What? When did your parents stop buying you clothes?
Oh, when I was 13.
Why? So what, you went naked?
I don't know. No, we had to either wait till birthday or Christmas, or we had to use like paper round money or whatever.
And that was a rule.
Well, it wasn't like a strict rule. It's just we just stopped getting clothes for the year, so we had to do something about it.
Flipping heck.
I know, it's a bit weird.
This is almost as weird as Keith Malley's "You Are Not Allowed to Laugh at the Cat."
What was that?
Yeah, he had a list of rules. I mean, his upbringing was pretty strange. But Keith, from Keith and the Girl, one of the rules in the house was you are not allowed to mock the cat in her presence. You're not allowed to laugh at the dinner table or too loudly outside.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, we were allowed to laugh at least, so we had that.
How did your family get, and I kind of empathise with this, although we never went as far as you, how did your family have free childcare in the summer?
And they sent us to a Christian camp across the road, because we lived near Malden Park in Malden's big old park, and in the middle of it there's sort of like this huge stage, and during the summer holidays they used to have this Christian camp. You didn't stay there, but it was all day long. You would turn up and there was all different age groups, and they had these big presentations on stage, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. Well, none of us are religious. We're not.
In fact, you're Jewish, right?
Yeah, that's a bit odd. But yeah, none of us were religious. But Mum and Dad used to just send us over there, like all the way through summer holidays. It was really bizarre.
You got sent to Sunday school, though, didn't you?
We had Sunday school and Wednesday club, and it was very happy clappy kind of church, and it was white, but it was very very happy clappy kind of. It was gospel tabernacle.
Right.
And looking back, I go, God, there was only like two people of colour there, and it was this lot of big acoustic guitars. But we used to play games, David, and we had a great game. It was my favourite game. We had to stand up holding your Bible, and they would say, sheathe your swords, and you put your sword under your Bible. Draw your swords. And they'd say, Corinthians 2, 15. And you'd have to find that quote and read it out. The first one to read it out was like the winner.
It was called Christian Soldiers, wasn't it?
I don't know. The game didn't have that name, but it was always between me and Fiona King. Fiona King, of course, whose brother was Wayne King. And I was so good. Sheathe your swords. Draw your swords. I was so great at that. Go on, you were going to say something about yours.
Did you have a gift shop at the end of your thing? Because we did. There was loads of tables out with, like, you could buy, like, just anything really, but with Jesus's face on it. And like, even though I wasn't religious, I didn't pay attention throughout the whole thing. I just used to play the games or whatever. I still wanted like a Jesus rubber or something.
He's got a nice face, isn't he?
He has this sort of friendly.
In many ways, the rubber is symbolic of Jesus washing away your sins.
Away. All you have to do is say you're sorry.
I remember once I told a girl to piss off, and I got in trouble for that. Because she said she had an Elvis. She said she had an Elvis record, and I went, "So have I." Piss off!
Oh,
I remember piss.
Why did you do that? A bit mean.
It was. I just remember piss being the specific word. That's the thing. But also, we'd have things like there'd be like games and stories going on, and then they'd say, "Before we start this, if anybody would like to invite Jesus Christ into their heart, just put your hand up, and we'll go out in the hall and do it." And
well, surely he knows.
So we'd go, yeah, sure, do that. And then I remember going into the hall of this weird, like, community centre. It's still there. And about 3 or 4 years ago, I went and parked there, and I kind of looked through the window. I might go in one day. And I'm like 6 or 7, and we got down on our knees, and we actually prayed and invited Jesus, which is a great, listen, that's a great thing to do. At 6 or 7, I didn't have a clue what I was doing. People want to get down on their knees, invite Jesus in. Wonderful, beautiful. That's great. But at 6, it was a bit weird. And this is, by the way, this is not a knocking of Christianity. This is
no, it's not. No, I've no problem with it at all. It's just when I look, when I think back, I think how religion just wasn't part of our life, other than when they needed someone to look after us for a bit.
I also heard in your podcast that you were lucky enough to broadcast a breakfast show at your school's.
Sorry, I'm on the phone. I'll be right to Ian and Kath.
You haven't seen my keys anywhere.
No, I haven't seen your keys anywhere. Sorry. Okay, I'm in so much trouble.
This week is supposed to be about us, actually, and you're talking
to
them.
You don't know them.
You were lucky enough to present a breakfast show. This will be the last one, and then you can go.
Present
a breakfast show on your local, your school radio station.
Yep.
Wow.
Hang on.
When we were at a Brit school, so they got a week FM license, and I was given the breakfast show. I remember I was really nervous about it, and I said to my parents, right, here's how you tune in. I'll tune your radio in so you can listen to it. And this was like in the morning, went off, did the show. I thought it went well, and then I got home in the evening, and I was all excited. I went up to my dad and said, oh, did you listen to it? And he said lasted 5 minutes, so you've got an awful voice. I didn't really feel like it didn't hurt me or anything. Like, I wasn't upset by it, but thinking back, I was thinking, that's a bit weird, isn't it?
Maybe it's like, you know that M. Night Shyamalan film, Unbreakable, where the bad guy goes around just like blowing stuff up and crashing airplanes because he said he wants to find a real life superhero, because every superhero has to have an origin story. Yes. So he does all these terrorist acts until Bruce Willis survives a plane crash and goes, ah,
there you are.
Maybe maybe your dad's that guy and you're Bruce Willis.
I don't think that's the case. No. I think he's just a bit of an arsehole.
David, go and spend time with your family, you weirdo.
Okay, I'll speak to you later.
Thank you very much. Tutty bye. Honestly, the shows this week are so good. They're so, so good. I would thoroughly recommend it. Thoroughly recommend it.
Blue Hearts, one for bros and friends you can trust and confide in. Bros. So if you want to say, you know, I feel affection towards you, but you don't want them thinking that there's anything romantic in it, use a blue heart.
What's the aubergine and water symbol? I sent that to my mum the other day, just thinking it looked cute.
And, I think that's more for bros.
Okay.
Purple or violet heart, here we go.
I'll find you back after this one, Alex.
From horny to love for sparkle and luxury. Oh, no, from horny to love for sparkle and luxury, this heart emoji has a dual meaning, so be careful. When sending it to someone in the personal chat, the purple or violet heart emoji means you're into them, at least physically, as it expresses physical attraction and conveys that you're not shy. Alternately, this noble, dazzling heart is used for glamour, extravagance and magic.
Or alternatively?
No, they put alternately. But it is the Hindustan Times, so perhaps they have a slightly different... This noble, dazzling heart is...
Can we read this from an English newspaper?
Because they don't go in for all this. Well, actually, they do. They've probably not got it yet.
An English newspaper.
Extravagance and magic is used when sharing luxurious products, outfits or activities on social media. Black heart. Used the most, ironically. This mysterious one is for embarrassing someone, expressing dark humour or to show rebellion. Huh. White heart, clean and minimal, created as a friend one. Brown heart. Few know that this chocolate-covered heart is comfort food for your soul and signifies a strong, sweet love that stands the test of time. It means the person you're sending to is dependable and warm.
Okay.
Chocolate love.
it's your kids are in the next room. I want to thank Sloop and Pete and Delith for your subs. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let's call Alistair up. I need to make this work so that they can see us, but we won't be today, I'm afraid.
Hello. Calls to this.
That one.
Pefner says I use black hearts to show that I am well goth. I did think that.
Good morning. Good Alistair. Morning. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. You know your moods are quite easy to read.
All right.
I don't know if you were aware of that.
Yes, probably, because I'm on maximum venlafaxine, and I think that the highs are high and the lows are low with it.
Heidi, hi.
So, and that's why I'm calling.
Crackerjack.
First of all, how are you, Ian, this morning?
I feel quite nauseous, and I took a pill way too late last night, so I'm very cloudy. But I'm all right. I've had my low, then I had my upswing. I'm going back on the down low. I'm going back downwards. And there's, you know, this stuff about my placement has disappointed me. It was a weird thing. We hate it when our friends become successful. I saw Jeff Lloyd's got a breakfast show for a week, and I'm like, oh, I love Jeff. Mm. And so that resentment comes purely from ego. Because I want Jeff to do well. I think he's a wonderful presenter and broadcaster and a really nice guy. But there is, my ego's like, that's not fair. That's not fair, Jeff. Even though I know that his work has been patchy for the last couple of years. I'm overwhelmed by the amount of work I have to do for this bloody radio station. And at this moment in time, I'm thinking, oh, Jesus, what's the point, man? What's the point? I ain't going to make any money. It's more work for... I am working, Alistair, harder than I've ever worked in my life for the least amount of money in my life. I'm earning less, I think, than when I worked at HMV. And that's, you know, that is what it is.
Yeah.
So that's how I am, Alistair North.
Okay. So, first of all, you know, I just hope that something comes both your ways at some point. Anyway, I had a venlafaxine moment this morning, which you may understand. So I opened my pack of, medicines I get from the chemist.
Yes.
And I hadn't checked it, at the time that I got it. So it was the time to take my morning dose of venlafaxine. And, there's a note in there, we haven't got it.
Oh.
And I panicked. Because you know that.
What?
The withdrawal effects of venlafaxine.
Strong.
Think, oh my God.
Did they send it to you or did you collect it from the chemist?
They send it to me.
Right.
Because okay. I'll tell you for why. Because when I was drinking, my memory was terrible and they agreed to kind of treat me as someone with dementia.
Yeah. Okay.
And so that delivery still happens. But I thought, oh, my, what am I going to do? Now, luckily, I kept a whole load of old meds as kind of spares. But I didn't think I had a venlafaxine supply in there, but I did have one pack left, so panic over. But, yeah, it's just like, literally it must be like, you know, if you're on heroin and your heroin suppliers let you down, and you think, you know, it's such a strong medication, venlafaxine. It's simply like that. It's like, God, if I don't get this, the electric shocks, the withdrawals will be absolutely dreadful.
I am great, as I think all addicts are, at manipulating my doctor to get whatever I want. I can do it. It's dead simple. This was years and years ago. Oh, man, I'm not sleeping, and I'm wired, and I'm, you know, blah, blah, blah. Got some sleeping tablets. This is years and years and years ago. For a while, remember I had to go in every month to see someone about my antidepressants, just when I moved here. I'd never had it before. But now, the manipulation with a very small M, what I think some doctors don't realize is that people who are on antidepressants or medication, when it's coming to the end, there's a real anxiety for some people about, oh, my God, I've only got a week's left. Oh, my God, what if that prescription doesn't get made? What if what happens to Alistair happens to me? And so I have kind of wangled it so that I have got a couple of weeks breathing space. And it's not being dishonest. Mm. It's just saying to my site, could you send me a prescription for this, please?
It's like a safety cushion.
It's a little safety cushion. Just probably about two, maybe two and a half weeks so that I can now renew every month. And if there is a delay, because my chemists are being awful at the moment, you know, if there is a delay, I got a little bit of breathing room. Little bit of breathing room to do it. So have you have got enough?
I mean,
You've got enough for today.
Oh, yeah, no, and I had more than a few, actually, because, you know, I do similar to you, really. But I have forgotten that I have that stuff available. But, so I had the tablet, so I went down to the chemist. I thought, well, I'll pick up, you know, hopefully they've had a few days. Maybe they've got that supply in now. And, no, they were out completely, and they couldn't tell me when they could supply it as well.
Oh, God.
So I'm thinking Boris Johnson has ruined this country, and he's caused my supply of venlafaxine not to be there.
Well, it's quite possible.
Because of the lorries. And,
it's quite possible.
So what had to happen is I went down to the surgery, and they gave me a new prescription for 150 times 2 daily.
Beautiful.
So, It was then fulfilled, but and when this sort of thing happens, I think, you know, that this is just me. I mean, apart from the side effects and everything, it does reflect my addictive personality as well. You know, that's the sort of person I am in respect of, you know, things that I'm used to having or taking or doing, and you know, I suppose that's that. You know, that's what I was born with, and that's what I've got. But yeah,
life is shit. That's my response to that. Thank you for that, Alistair. Will you be joining us? Go on.
The other thing I wanted to mention was, I don't suppose either of you saw Ashley Banjo's documentary last week about. They did a thing about the response to the Black Lives Matter dance they did on Britain's Got Talent.
I saw clips on Gogglebox.
Right.
I didn't see it. I'm aware of the Jim Davison section.
He tried to walk out and went out the door, which is beautiful. That's not the way out, Jim.
What a bell cheese. It really is. I mean... but they said, I noted that Ashley said at the end that he had his own cameras there, so he's probably going to edit it.
One of those guys.
You can't trust the mainstream media.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Yeah, it was just horrible seeing him on television, really. That was my response, because I mean, he is so toxic now, and he feels that he can just be absolutely horrible. I mean, he didn't even give Ashley Banjo a chance to ask questions, because he was always butting. I know that these things are edited and all the rest of it. It was just horrible.
But you can't edit what people say. You know, people said it, or you can, but people say it, and they've said it. That's the thing.
The crux of his argument seemed to be that your dance made people more racist. He went, well, you can only make racists more racist. I don't think you can force, you know. People, and he also said something like, yeah, but we haven't got cops like that in this country. I mean, God.
Oh, God. I mean, look at what...
He made my sister miserable when she worked on Generation Game, and that for me is that's enough. That's enough. You know, the rest of it for me is gravy. Yeah. That's enough. He's an a-hole.
Absolutely.
All right, Alistair, thank you very much.
Have a good show.
Tutty bye. Do you want to see something weird, Catherine?
Always.
Wave at the camera.
I saw you doing
then
that.
Stop. Okay, right. So you're just waving, right?
Yeah.
But now do this.
Why?
Then stop. Do it big. It does one extra.
No!
Did
why?
You see that?
Would it do that?
The wave does nothing, but this. It does one extra.
That's or is there just a slight delay?
Well, obviously there's a delay, but...
Is it making us... Oh, God.
It's weird, right? Mm. So that's why I was pulling... That's why I was gurning, because if I do that and stop, it does one more. You got to do it fast. Good morning, Milky. Hello? Hello?
Bom dia. Okay.
Hello?
Oh, here we go.
There we go.
Thank you, Andy.
How is the sound? Because I cannot see my camera. I don't know if it sounds okay.
It we sounds can't fine. Hear you.
Yeah. Hmm?
Sorry?
Pardon?
How is the sound?
Sound is great.
Oh, okay. Because
it sounds like
now
you. Is it you?
Yeah, it's me. And you look wonderful, Catherine, today.
Now, that's either a joke at my expense, a joke at your expense, or a creepy way of being sincere.
I'm serious. No, okay. You look wonderful. Yeah.
Thanks.
It's late in the evening.
I've bought this.
I stole George Harrison's wife.
Then I got a bit racist.
I did some heroin tonight. I'll put that needle in my arm, and I did no harm.
But I don't like vaccinations.
So I bought this thing on eBay. Like you buy it for a few cents. Like it's like a sliding.
Scale.
Now for the webcam, you slide it and it turns off the webcam.
Okay, so that's why you can't. That's why the webcam is off.
But apparently, if you use one of these things, people think you are a pervert.
Well,
I mean, you didn't need to add any more fuel to that raging forest fire. But thank you. I mean, what? I don't know what you're talking about.
No, sometimes I forget. I just need to slide it to open the webcam. You buy it for a few cents on eBay. Like.
Okay.
Could you not just like stick a bit of blue tack on it or something else?
Plaster.
Yeah, you could. You could.
It's plaster.
But this
it?
Is more professional. It's something like...
It's not, oh, like, right. So you want something proper.
Like, it's like having
like
this...
Amateur
this,
pervert.
Daniel, this, are you coming to our live show in Luton on December the 12th?
I have a few recommendations for you.
Okay.
I'm changing the subject.
Let's,
I like
let's
it.
Answer, but let's focus on this.
What? One of them.
No,
is
be
like...
quiet. I'm talking.
Okay.
Are you coming to our live show at Luton on December the 12th?
I don't live zone 3.
Okay. Okay. Well, let me tell the ladies and gentlemen watching, there are 3 tickets left. All right? 3 tickets. Even if you don't want to come, I suggest buying them. Are you buying a digital ticket to
no.
see the show? So you can watch it live from your own home for just £6.
I have difficulty with this word. I never know if you say tier or tire. Usually
I didn't say tier. I'm tier. Saying you okay. can buy a digital ticket to watch our live show from the comfort of your own home. It's only £6.
Okay.
I've just posted the link in the chat.
Okay, okay, I'll do it. I'll buy
okay.
it.
Okay, and I will know if you do it because I'm the one who the emails come to, so I will know. Mm. But also, if you're doing that...
I can do it now if you want.
Yes, please. Jesus, great. Well, if you're doing that, I've got two more things to try and sell you. If you're doing that for an extra £6, you can get a backstage pass digitally. And that means you will see us. You'll get a private link that we shared with, at the moment, only about 10 other people. You will to watch us set up the room and also to watch us during the interval. It's only £6 as well, so you might as well get both.
Actually, I'm more interested in free hugs.
Okay, well, that's not part of the thing. And here's the third thing I can sell you. Do you want to come and have Domino's at my house?
I would actually go there to loot, and if there were free eggs, like that's my thing.
There's no eggs. We don't give eggs away free. I will give you a free hug if you came, but socially distanced.
Or French kissing.
Oh. Would you? That's not safe during COVID. You have to do it reverse cowgirl.
French kissing, but hug is okay.
Would you like to come to my house with me and Catherine and have Domino's pizza? The pizzas, I'm paying for it.
No. But no kissing. Well,
would you like to come? Genuine invitation.
I'm not ready for that.
Okay, because if you wanted to, if you go to the shop, you can also buy a ticket for you and a friend to come to my house for Domino's pizza. It's only £1,500.
Can I make a suggestion?
Like, yes, sir.
The name of your tears. I don't like the name of your tears.
Oh, well, tough.
Make your own tears.
Because for if I could be tier number three, if it was called like be treated like an ambassador, then it would be appealing.
But tier three is not, it's not ambassador level.
No. Well, you could call it be treated like an ambassador.
We could do, but we wouldn't be treating you like an ambassador. There would be no Ferrero Rocher.
Which ambassador? The one that gets kicked out of the country because it gets a bit hostile. That we could definitely do.
Yeah.
So tier five, be treated like an ambassador. Okay. Tier five.
But Izzy has asked, do you need separate tickets for?
And also, when you send the news, when you send.
Please be
when
quiet.
When you send it.
Okay, yeah, I had to do that. You saw I had no other choice but to do that. I had to taser him. He had a weapon pointed at me and he was stepping towards me. I gave him three chances. Izzy says, do you have to buy different tickets for the backstage pass and the live show? Basically, yes. If you are a 666 and above, you will get sent the links for the live show only. The live show only. Right? If you're a 666 and above, you will get sent the links for the live show only. You will not get sent the links for the backstage pass. That's a separate thing.
That's a little cherry on
That's
top.
That's a separate thing which you'd have to pay for. If you are not a 666er and you want to see the show, you have to buy a ticket. And if you want to see the backstage stuff, you have to buy another ticket. £12 for the two tickets is cheaper than the actual tickets. And the people in the venue won't get the backstage stuff.
No, they won't.
They won't get the backstage stuff. So will the live show be able to be seen after the live show if you're attending the live show? No. No, it will not. You will need... the link will not be available. It's only for the people that bought the digital ticket, I'm afraid. So if you want to see the show again, you can buy the digital ticket. I'm not sure what we do with the podcast. I wonder if the £20... I think, just thinking out loud, £20 get it? And everyone else has to pay a fiver for it? Does that sound about fair? And the reason we're doing this is we spoke to the wonderful Keith and the girl, and they said that is legitimate to do, and I hope you think it's all cool. Sofa Bomb, thank you very much indeed. Let's take this call. Hello, caller. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello, caller. Who is this? Who are we talking to, please?
So when you say kids in the newsletter, who are the kids? Like,
what? Can you read the sentence?
Because in the newsletter you say, and there's free stuff, kids.
There is free stuff. This show is free today. That's what that. No. You are the kids. Oh, we are the parents, and this show is free. And tomorrow's show, which I think off the top of my head is 71.
But kids are not treated like ambassadors. Like, that's not.
But
the ambassador thing is coming from you, Daniel.
But yes. Also, that is an email
so
to everybody.
Kids,
okay, I'm going to stop talking because you obviously don't want to hear.
Okay, so we are the kids, but we are not treated like ambassadors. Is that it?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. Can I say another thing?
I'm not getting involved in this conversation because it's clear you don't want to hear...
our input.
What I do.
Now, I have a follower on Twitter. Uh-oh. I have one follower. Pervert.
Is it a pervert?
No.
Oh.
She actually told me I'm a real man.
She's a pervert.
She's a bot. Hello, Gatford.
Did you ever know that you're my hero?
Yes, I did, when you tripped over and fell flat on your face at a comedy gig I was doing.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah. Actually, you weren't very kind to me, but your ex-wife was. But,
that's why we had to split up.
You mentioned
irreconcilable differences.
You
were named
it on
in
stage.
The papers.
Was I
It's 11-11, guys, 11-11, if you're one of those people that buys into that stuff. Gary's on the line.
Yeah, I thought I'd ring as a bit of a palate cleanser to that last phone call.
Thank you.
And just completely change the subject.
Go for it.
And I've got a week off, and I feel like I've planned too much.
Oh, hang on a minute. Hang on a second. Say that again. You've got what?
I've got a week off.
Well, is it bad enough to get some Cavonia, or is it that small? A wee cough?
Hold on a minute. There's someone knocking at my door. Hold on a minute.
Is someone ringing your bell?
There's someone ringing me a bell. Can you hold, caller? Can you hold?
It's that one that's not Carol Vorderman.
It's the people that clean me bins. Hold on.
What?
Richard says, that song was played at my nan's funeral, and yet hearing Gatford singing it was somehow more traumatic.
Yeah.
Don't forget, if you want to help us and support the show, you can donate. You're getting this for free. This is normally reserved for the Patreons. You're getting this for free. Let's get the donate thing in the chat. Let's get it up to £100.
Sorry,
today, guys. Not for me, Richard.
Right, £3, yeah?
£3 for a bin clean. Do you get your bins cleaned?
It's like when
you clean something, you put dirt in.
Oh, I clean the bins a lot because I get that bin stinks. Almost every week I'm bleaching. But this is like, when a guy, this sounds like one of those protection rackets where a guy walks into a shop and said, it would be a shame if these things got broken, and then knocks a cup off the thing.
I paid to get my bins cleaned because they're outside my house and I don't want them smelling.
I agree. I clean my bins, but how often do you get them cleaned?
Every fortnight they get done by a company that come around, and they're very good.
That is,
and
you know, I'd not heard of a company doing it. I've got new cat food for the cats the last couple of months since I found out there are issues with Felix perhaps being dangerous. So I've now bought Sheba. Jesus, it stinks. Mm. And it attracts, flies and I also put my food in the bin because I don't want that food bin crap.
Oh, no.
And it stinks. And so every 3 or 4 weeks, I get it in the back garden. I've got a hose. I hose it down. Pardon? I bleach it. I hose it down. I bleach it. I hose it down. I have to do the same with my petal bin in the kitchen. So that's a great business. Richard says,
He's got one of those vans that's like a bin van. But instead of like putting it in the bin, it washes it inside.
Yeah. That's what he says. But that's like those TB detector vans that are empty. Richard says, why is Felix dangerous? I can't remember. Google it. It's real. It's a real story that some cats, like tiny, tiny percentage, like 0.0 something, but enough for me to go, I'm going to try something else.
Perhaps they use British sewer water. Who knows?
Hey,
politics.
There we go.
Politics there. Kath, may I ask a question?
Other than that one? Yes.
Oh, yes. Okay. I'm enjoying you on Twitter. And you seem to have been there. You seem to be there a lot more recently, I understand.
Yeah.
But
bored.
I'm really enjoying... I understand. But I just want to emphasise how much I'm enjoying your commentary on life at the moment. How much I'm enjoying it.
Thank you. I think sometimes I mouth off too much, but never mind. We shall see whether...
You do what you want to do, but I'm just saying, you on Twitter is quite funny.
Oh, thanks very much, Gatford.
It's
that
right.
Kind of is like saying you look nice today. You on Twitter is quite funny.
Really? No, tricky, awkward. No, not that you're not funny here, but just saying you're funny on Twitter. So I'm just giving you some positive reinforcement because you deserve it.
Appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. I tried to.
Thank you.
Well, Daniel's coming to the live digital show on December 12th.
Oh, my word. At least he's not coming to Luton.
Zone 3.
Oh, no, hang on. No, it's not. It's not him.
Oh, okay.
It's Dan Carrasco.
Oh!
Hey!
DJ Dan.
DJ Dan. The one, there was a guy that turned up at Luton last time that was offering to do tours of Luton.
That was not DJ Black. Was that DJ Black?
That's DJ Black. And I'm thinking about doing that. I told him he should organise it for like the afternoon, and I'd rally up some numbers. So if you're listening, DJ Black, get on it.
Wow. Okay. I like the fact that you're all kind of organising your day around a little get.
No,
get
it's
together.
Nice. I like the get together. I like DJ
Black. I'm coming up Saturday. I'm making a weekend of it.
DJ Black said this is a big thing for me to offer because I'm very shy and socially uncomfortable, yeah. and did it. No one took him up on it, but I think it was the act of offering it.
Yeah.
If you book a backstage pass, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people coming. It's a small club, and live shows. It's about 10 people have got tickets for the digital live show. So it's small. It's intimate. And you won't be able, you know, you'll have access to it afterwards if you buy the ticket. Other people won't. I'm kind of liking the idea of keeping. I need to save, so I write myself a little email every time I get a name. I like the idea of kind of keeping it small, keeping the live show, you know, separate. Yeah. But if people want to pay a little bit extra, because we're not doing the tour, we're not going to do a tour. So this is a great way of people coming to see it.
Yeah.
And I'd just like to reserve my seat on the moderator sofa, please. If
you said
okay.
Cushion, you cut off as a direct result of that. 0203-286-6370 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Let's just see if we've sold those last three tickets or if people hate us.
They're the only options.
Let's see. People hate us.
Yeah.
Do have a look at the shop. There's new stuff coming.
You should be in bed.
You should be in bed. Who was that donated? Not much, but I hope it helps you both. Are truly wonderful. Keep up the great work you do. Graham, Fiverr is a lot of money. Thank you. I'm not being sarcastic. Fiverr is a lot of money. Thank you. DJ Black, thank you. Do check out the merch, right? Because, in fact, I'm going to text Scott Balcony and say, let's get the Radio Anywhere merch up. We're going to get some Radio Anywhere merch up. So let me just text him
right now. Scott Balcony. He's what you would call a nice bloke.
Let's get that Radio merch up. We will sell 20 today. Guaranteed. So there's stuff up there. There's an audiobook of Here's the Thing, which we need to record. There's signed copies of Here's the Thing. There's only a few left. There will be more stuff. We are going to be offering, get this, 30-minute like podcast and radio kind of coaching sessions with the both of us, £100. I think that's good value for money. 30 minutes, and we'll have a meeting on Zoom, and we will listen to your stuff, and we will kind of suggest, what we thought was great, what could be improved by us a little bit. We're on hand to give you technical stuff and artistic stuff. That's going to go up on the website soon, and that is going to be, and that doesn't get recorded. It's just, actually, we can record it for you if you want, mm-hmm. but no one else gets to see it, and that's a private little thing. So that'll be going up. So there's going to be some cool stuff going up on there. Very, very soon. Andrea says, I love you. Would love to buy a ticket and meet you in the community. It's too far too soon. That's absolutely fine. We get that. But why don't you consider a digital ticket? And I'm just praying it doesn't balls up like it did last time. Otherwise, we're in big, big, big trouble. I'm going to practice setting up 4 streams so it will be smooth as. So my cleaner's coming today. And the last time she was here was 2 weeks ago. I don't think I've told you about this. Not in much detail. And she's booked for 2 hours, right? And last week it was 4 till 6. Now, let's say it was 3 to 5, actually. 3 to 5. Now, I went out at 3:15 because I was going to get a picture framed. And I drove to Aylesbury. And at 3:05, she drove past me, 10 minutes away from the house. So she would have got there 5 minutes late. That's cool. I then got back at 5:26 and she had gone. So that is less than an hour and a half. Now, here's my mistake. I texted her immediately. I should have waited. Because I said, just got back. I passed you, and I just got back, and that's less than an hour and a half. And just wondered everything's okay. She got back with an excuse that I could not argue with.
No, it's plausible.
But I should have waited for her to say, "Oh, didn't do that." And
now you're wondering.
Now I'm wondering. I mean, I'm going to be out today when she comes because I don't like being in. And I'm not going to sit with a stopwatch. But it's like, come on, man. And also, the house was clean in that time. So part of me thinks, well, maybe I should just get 90 minutes. You know, the house was done. There was no real difference as far as I could tell. It's middle class problems.
Tell you what,
baby.
A good cleaner is really hard. I had one for a little while, but what would always happen is that I would get one, and this was an agency, admittedly, so it was a different person all the time.
Yeah,
the first few times they would be brilliant, and then it would just gradually go downhill. And of course, I think if you're not cleaning the same house every time and you're not dealing with the same person, you're not saying hello to someone. Yeah. I'm just this faceless person who can afford to pay a cleaner. Back then I could. They don't have the same kind of investment in it, do they?
No, I always get the same person.
And towards the end of the agency one, I was like lifting up the bowl in the sink, and they'd be
and
like
shitting in it to try and catch them out.
There'd be stuff under there, or the toilet, they'd just put bleach down there. And I'm like, listen, I could do half-assed cleaning. That was kind of the problem. I don't need to pay someone else to do it. But yeah, it's, I don't know, it's one of those things. Yeah, it is a luxury problem, but you know, it's a job. It's someone's proper job. And, you know, if they're not doing it properly, it takes the mick.
I get the cleaner for my mental health, you know. And if I need to cut back, I can cut back on Spotify and Netflix and stuff like this. This will be one of the last to go because I fret about my house not being clean and it overwhelms me.
It's a symbol of not being able to manage things, isn't it?
Yeah, so I consider that like a mental health investment for myself. I went, you know, I had leg cramp last week. I went for a Thai massage on Friday. And she said, do you want it like a soft one or do you want it deep? I said, I want it deep. Oh my God.
She beat you up, right?
Oh, there were bits, and I've had it before where it's like agony, but it's like agony for 5 seconds. You think I can 5, 4, 3, 2. Okay, I'm fine. This was flipping ages. So what they do is they push so I'm on my front and push my legs back.
Use so Peter.
There we go. All right. So I'm on like this, and then pushes the legs back like that, and then crosses the legs over, and the leg that is back is then used to push that one in. Jeez. And then she was elbowing my leg all the way up and down, flipping it. And then I had to sit up. Front wise, and she just pushed me forward into it's so much pain. It was awful. Tweety Bird, I did cleaning work in houses for 20 years. Don't watch the clock if she's cleaning well, she doesn't steal from you. No, but if you're paying by the hour, yeah.
Also,
an hour.
Someone not stealing from you isn't a bonus. They shouldn't be stealing from you.
Also, an hour and 26 minutes when you're paying for 2 hours, yeah. Listen, 5-10 minutes and the job's done, that's fine, that's cool. But 34 minutes, that's not cool. And also, if she can do the job in that time, then why doesn't she say, look, I can do the job in that time? So, yeah, we'll count the hours. Trustworthy people are hard to find. If you did that job, the hourly rate is rubbish. The only way to make any money is doing that is to do jobs more quickly. If you like her, just stick with it. No.
No, because if she's doing jobs more quickly, it means that she can get around more houses, surely.
Yeah, so, up your rate then. Don't say, this is my hourly rate, but we all know that I'm going to do 25% less. If you argue with her over time, she'll leave. Well, I've not. What is going on with you? When did I say I'd argued with her? If you like her, just stick with it. Just stay. Well, no, I do like her, but I want at least close to 2 hours when I'm paying for 2 hours. And also, I've looked for other people, but I couldn't find anybody that I got on with. So I'll stick with her. But if that happens again, I will not be sticking with her. Caterfer says, I got regular massages from my physio. You don't realise your muscles are so tight until they start. Yeah, and you're right, Hush. It's not trustworthy to do 25% less time than you are booked in for. Listen, I like her. I like her a lot. She's a really nice woman. And maybe that reason was there. That's fine. Okay. When we'll do it. But we'll see. We'll see. It happens again, and it will be curtains. I don't mean cleaning the curtains. What so I would suggest you are way off line, in my opinion, Tweety Bird.
What you want is someone who's recommended by families who've had them for years and years because they're absolute solid gold, and that's the problem, isn't it? They're rare as hen's teeth because they get booked up because it is a thing, actually, for people to cut corners, and it is seen by some people as being a justifiable way to behave. But if you're paying for it, you're paying for it.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.